Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Show straight, Roland Martin.
From our New York studio, Roland Martin.
What up, folks?
What'd you see, Roland?
But yeah, what'd you
see? Let me tell you something. I'm sitting there watching the debate, and all I'm visualizing is Bernie Mac saying, bust a move. Bust a move. I don't know what these people were seeing who called last night's debate a draw. Seriously. Do not go to Vegas and judge nothing. Don't even let them judge The Voice or American Idol. I thought, again, Congressman Ryan made some, I thought he made some good points. I thought he was very wonky in terms of, thought he got in the weeds sometimes. But clearly, he got embarrassed when Vice President Biden said, you sent me two letters asking for the hookup. How you going to dog the stimulus bill and you going to write me asking for the hookup? Real clear. And then here's the other deal. I'm sick of all these whiny Washington, D.C., New York, weak-kneed media folk who don't know how people debate in real life. You know when you at your in your living room or the kitchen table and your uncle or your cousin say something stupid, all you do is roll your eyes like, I mean, man, come on. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, but that's too much of that, Roland. That was a lot of that.
It was a lot of it because there was a lot of stuff to roll your eyes at.
You got carried away with the rolling of the eyes.
But Sybil, I appreciate the fact that he's not sitting there like a bump on a log,
right.
Just, okay, let me just sit here and take this nonsense. No, right. that's who Vice President Joe Biden is.
It is who he is.
And so
right.
I thought he was smart to look in the cameras and say, seniors, hey, listen to me. I'm the old guy here. Trust me on this one. You know, and so, again, I'm not calling it a draw. I thought this was, for both candidates, better than the first debate.
Right.
There's no doubt. Was it a knockout?
Was it a home run?
No. I won't call it a knockout. I give it to Biden on a TKO. Because Martha Raddatz did have to stop, and she was like, you know, I mean, let me go ahead and just call this one. Again, I did not think it was a knockout. I do believe Biden won,
mm-hmm.
and I do believe on foreign policy, Congressman Ryan got totally outclassed.
Yeah.
Totally outclassed. Vice President Biden, in terms of the Libya comment, screwed that one up.
Yeah.
But when they got to Iran,
that was
and they when they got to Afghanistan, and when they got to those things, I mean, Joe said, look, I've been in Afghanistan 20 times. I went through the hills. I was by the helicopter. I was in the car. Basically, he was saying, have you been? That's basically what he was saying.
Son.
Basically. That's exactly what was going on. But again, though, here's what also gets me. I'm watching all of these ridiculous commentators and these anchors sit here and say, well, there was too much style over substance with Biden. Well, what the hell was last week? See, you can't tell me style worked over substance last week with Romney. But now this week, style of Biden doesn't work over substance. Come on, man, make up y'all mind.
Get him rolling.
Make up y'all mind. You know, so, hey, I wasn't, and again, here's my deal. I wasn't, you know, asked to be on CNN last night, do the debates, because, again, I keep it real. I keep it too real. But the bottom line is, there's no way in the world last night was a draw. It wasn't.
Okay.
And thankfully, we saw people who were willing to spar and debate. I'm tired of these weak debates where you talk and you make up stuff, and I'll go ahead and respond and
say something stupid. Get in there.
Come on, that's
Sybil
right.
Sybil stops me all the time. I'm with you.
That's right. Yeah, you say something, Sybil go, Jay. No, you don't, Jay. That's malarkey, Jay.
I'm going to use that malarkey. It's going in my lexicon now, yeah.
So, point blank, that's the way we do it. Hey, also a shout out to Jeff Johnson. We were actually doing debate analysis on last night on his show on Blitz.fm. We're doing it again on Tuesday. And so, when y'all want folks bringing the funk while it's happening, we'll give it to you on Tuesday and break it down. So, hey, we'll take it to the internet, Tom, if we need to.
All right.